I'm sure that after our intervention in the process of registration, which was to tell our supporters and to tell the people of the Southern Sudan that it was important for them to register and to vote. And this voting process will be the one to decide who is in the government. And I'm sure that a lot of people then took up the challenge of registering to vote. Before that, our intervention, it was like people thought they were registering just to confirm the SPLM in the office. And this is why they didn't like to register to vote. But we are confident now that the registration of the voters was very done well, because even in some areas it exceeded the expected voters according to the census.
Yes, are you satisfied with the security? Are you free to campaign everywhere you want to go?
Well, we can't say we are free to campaign everywhere we wish to go, because we have not gone to the countryside, especially the small counties or the counties. Yeah, we have been to the major towns as the leadership of the SPLMDC, and we are sure that these major towns have got all the observers in place, as well as the UN mission and the election commission. But, of course, we know that sometimes there will be security challenges, especially in those areas where there are no observers, and we have yet to really go deeper into the countryside. But we have our supporters who come from those areas, and they tell us there are still intimidation, a lot of intimidation, a lot of harassment from the SPLM side. Even in other cities we have not reached, such as Yambio, such as Eastern Equatoria Turi. We have also problems in Northern Baragazan, where our cars were seized. We have problems in Elex province, Elex state, where in Rumbek, all our election materials have been seized in the airport, and the people there cannot put up our posters for our candidates for God's president. So there is still a lot of security challenges. We can't say it is 100% safe, but of course the fight for democracy and freedom needs some sacrifices, and we cannot just say, yeah, because there is no security, we can't go anywhere. We have to take up the challenge and come here and start here.